Moncrief on News Talk.
There is, apparently, a recommended amount of time you should spend on the toilet. Some may spend less time than this, some considerably more. What are they doing in there? Are they hiding? Are a few contemplative moments in the loo the only peace we can find nowadays? News Talk's Just Squeeze Harder correspondent Henry McKean has been investigating. Afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, and yes, I've spent quite a lot of time in the loo.
Haven't we all? And no regrets.
No, none at all. I mean, this is the thing. Why are we spending all this time in the loo? Does it lead to hemorrhoids? Does it lead to other issues? Because you're sitting there and you're putting all that pressure on the pelvic floor. And why are we in the loo? What are we doing in there? Are we on Instagram? Are we reading a book? Are we reading the back of a bleach bottle? You know, whatever.
Whatever, yeah. But doctors are saying it could be injurious to one's health.
Yeah. This is it. The experts are saying in the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas that, yeah, it's not good to spend longer than 10 minutes on the loo. That's actually, you know, sitting on the loo as opposed to, you know, doing the other thing, doing a number two as opposed to a number one. That's right. Okay to say, isn't it?
Okay, that's okay. No, but they're talking about doing a number two then, are they?
Number two, sitting there for long periods of time, scrolling on your phone or reading a book or reading the directory inquiries.
But you see, are they saying that if you just, like, you know, sit down, do your business, and then look at your phone for a while, that's bad?
Yeah.
As opposed to if you're in there for 20 minutes, like, and there's sweat on your brow and your veins are bulging out of you while you're trying to get the job done.
Yeah,
that's a worry.
Exactly. You need to, you know, clear your system, and you could be there for 20 minutes.
Oh,
but the idea of sitting there for no reason, and the fact that you're on the bowl of the loo, and the idea of the angle is to force everything out.
Yes.
But, you know, if there's nothing coming and you're just sitting there, it's not good for your insides. This is what they're saying.
Okay.
And that we should limit it to 10 minutes. And with smartphones, we're spending longer and longer just sitting there in the jacks for no apparent reason, just to maybe to get away from the wife or the husband or the children.
Yes, yeah.
And you just want some solace.
Yeah.
Or you just want to be on your own. It could be a number of reasons.
Yeah.
But here in Ireland, we got to meet Daniela Andrews, a clinical director of the South William Clinic in Dublin. And I asked, does it surprise you that it's bad for your health?
No, absolutely not. And I think even in the lifestyles we lead these days, we spend a lot of time sitting down, even that doom scrolling. So I'm not surprised people are spending longer on the toilet, because people are scrolling on Instagram, they're ending up down rabbit holes, and in my husband's case, avoiding childcare and housework. So
your husband sits on the loo
for a long period of time, so he could be there for half an hour.
You think your husband isn't actually using the loo?
No, I think he's just hiding for the most part.
Does it surprise you? The experts are saying it's not good for the pelvic floor. It's just not good on that part of your body because there's strain sitting there.
Well, if you're sitting for prolonged periods of time, it's circulation as well. So when we're looking at things like digestive movement and movement in the body, sitting down and living a more sedentary life, which most of us do now, we're not actively moving, you know, through our gut, we're not getting that movement. And then we're sitting, we're putting pressure on the muscles, we're putting pressure on the pelvic floor. You also see, when you don't have good circulation, what can happen is that you're not getting adequate blood flow. Sometimes this can result in things like hemorrhoids. So you're getting bulging of the vessels, even around the back passage. So you start to see all of these things getting worse and worse due to the lifestyle that we now live.
So if you're sitting on the bog, how many minutes?
Oh, 10 maximum.
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 But you would prefer 5.
I mean, 5 would be better. But if you're thinking, you know, sitting for that long period of time, if you're straining and if you're putting pressure on the muscles, you're not doing yourself any good. You are, like, things with constipation and stuff like that. So that kind of leads into this wellness revolution and the technology that we have brought into the South William Clinic, using low-level light to actually detoxify the cells and improve the circulation.
That's Daniela Andrews there, whose husband spends far too much time sitting on the toilet. I'm as Jerry Ryan used to say, there's nothing wrong with an owl one sitting down wee. Somebody else says the toilet. It's the only time one can get to escape from the wife's demands and the kids. That's interesting, because I'm assuming that's coming from a man, which brings up the vexed question, yes. Are boys in there more or girls in there more?
I think, according to, anecdotally, men, far more. And that gravity, I suppose it keeps us grounded, but can also, link to blood pumping back to the heart and just, not sitting on it too long. Anyway, I met this lady and I asked her who spends more time on the jacks.
Neither. Both equal, I would say.
About the same?
Yeah.
And this is a personal question and you don't have to share it with the nation. How long would you spend sitting on the loo?
Far too long. I have IBS. So quite
you,
a while.
You have irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah.
So you would spend quite a long time. And for you, it's a medical thing.
It's part
of your life.
It's a medical thing. And public toilets would be very much an issue.
You can't get one, or there might be someone knocking wanting it.
There are none. So you go into coffee shops and pubs and use their toilets.
And who has the best loos in Dublin, do you think?
Publicans.
Publicans have good ones.
And they're very accommodating. So if you go into a pub and say, do you mind if I use your bathroom? I have never had anybody say other than, of course, no problem.
For me, the best toilet in Dublin is Bewley's on Grafton Street, marble.
Okay. No.
And they're in the basement. They're lovely.
Shelburne, I have to say.
Shelburne have good ones too.
Good ones, yeah, if you're going down the fancy route.
But you have to spend a penny to spend a penny.
No.
You can just go in and ask.
You can just go in and if you're polite and ask. They're very accommodating.
Right. Excuse me. There was a woman there with IBS. Musaji Bamji was the name of the TD I was trying to think of. He was in the 90s and... he was based in Clare, also a doctor. I used to work in construction and I hated it. I used to go to the jacks to play Snake on my phone just to hide for a while. I ended up with woeful piles. Ooh. If I sit down for too long, my legs go to sleep and I can't walk. I have to throw myself on the ground and wait for the blood to come back. My colleagues in the office are used to it by now. Crikey. Jim says, what am I supposed to do after 10 minutes? Just pull up my pants and leave. I don't think so. Good man, Jim. You're done when you're done. Jerry says the amount of time I spend on the loo each day is directly related to the difficulty level of that day's Wordle.
Yeah.
So
interesting. Interesting.
How'd you do today then, Jerry? On construction sites, I noticed that most of the young lads spend a lot of time in the jacks avoiding work. Probably that's, in offices and all sorts of places. In homes, people are avoiding doing work. Sitting in the jacks there. So did you meet many men who were prepared to fess up to this?
Yeah, I mean, it's a sensitive subject, asking people in the street about their bowel habits. But people did open up, the Americans, for example.
I'm sure they did. We're 12
in,
again.
No, in America, they have these stores, basically they call them in, there's big gaps. And I think the idea is that you don't spend too long in there. And I always think the water is too high. The water level is so high, your bottom can almost touch the water. But I met these Irish men, they were in high-vis, they're actually working. They weren't in the loo. They were doing some surveying in the street. And I asked, who spends more time in the loo, a man or a woman?
I think it's the wrong question. I think you should be asking whether you take the phone or not with you to the bathroom. I think that's the big defining factor.
Do you take the phone to the loo?
I try my best not to. Yeah, definitely has an impact on the longevity of the experience. Yeah.
So if you're in the loo with your phone, you think you'll be in there longer?
Yeah, you can fall into that rabbit hole of scrolling on the loo and that can, you could be there for 10 minutes,
And does it surprise you that it does affect your health if you're sitting on the jacks for too long?
Perhaps there could be, sanitary issues around that. Yeah, I'm not too sure. Yeah.
And what about yourself? How long do you spend on the bog?
10-15 minutes, I'd say, yeah. I agree with the phone is an issue. It's a distraction.
And do you go into the loo for solace? Do you go in there for a bit of peace and quiet, or does it take that amount of time to get the roughage through?
Not consciously, but I imagine a bit of it is to get away from things, yeah.
Who spends more time on the loo, a man or a woman?
A man.
Why do you say that?
Because I do.
More roughage to get out of them? Are they distracted on their phones? Do they go there for solace?
I think they're more distracted. I just think they're more distracted.
So you think men spend longer. How long do you spend on a number two in the bathroom?
Longer than my wife, certainly.
10 minutes?
Maybe, 11? Yeah. Because I don't see it as just doing a number two. It's like I'll check my phone, I'll just, you know, find some time to myself while I'm there.
So you like to just have a moment?
Yes, I like to have a moment.
Men spend a longer time in the bathroom.
Why?
Relaxing. Have a quick look on your phone. Play a game on your phone.
Play a game. And would you agree?
Yes, I would absolutely agree.
Right. My husband spends so long on the loo watching social media reels that his legs fall asleep. I left a pair of crutches outside the door to give him a hint, but he still stays in there far too long. He gets in from work and vanishes for up to 40 minutes. It drives me nuts because he's avoiding helping out at home. Another text says, in response to a previous text, where the person says they have to lie down on the floor to get the circulation going, that person needs to see their GP in relation to the legs. Somebody else says, how does that toilet expert use low-level light to stimulate circulation? Could I shine a flashlight with fading batteries up me bum? Would that get things going?
And we do touch on that. We will go into that and we'll explain how lasers will help us all. But, you know, before lasers, I want to talk to you about Japanese toilets.
Okay, yes, of course. The ultimate, yeah.
Because I know we gave one free, I think it was worth 4,000 or 5,000 euro, yeah, a toilet there recently, and I've forgotten the name of the brand. You probably can remember it.
I can't, no, but it was Tile Style who had it. They were giving it away.
And I have spent some time in Japan, and I used to spend way too long in the loo because the Japanese toilets are so amazing and they're so magical. I got to try this one in Tokyo.
So I'm in my bathroom here. Okay, so I've pressed the rear button. You can hear the water spraying. And now I'm going to press the front button. The water that comes out is warm. And I think the idea is the Japanese like everything to be clean. And there's another button here. This is the privacy button. I'm going to press that. So it gives off a sort of toilet sound. But that's actually not a real toilet sound. That's volume. That's a pretend sound. There's also pressure as well, so you can have high warm pressure or low warm pressure, and then you have to press stop, and if you don't press stop, the water will spurt all over the bathroom, which is a bit of a mess. And there's another button called wand clean, and this one brings down the sort of plastic wiper, almost like a windscreen wiper. So really just quite amazing, an electrical toilet coming to Ireland to a bathroom near you in Japan. Oh, there's the wand. Oh, it's gone again.
God, that's fierce complicated, the whole thing. But is the noise, you press the button to make the noise, is that so people can't hear you going, aah!
Exactly.
And
or let's say you...
screams of agony.
There's a large wind sounds or like thunder. The idea is to...
Right.
It's to, you know, because the Japanese are quite polite and it covers that. And you can play music as well, any particular song.
But even like you're playing, like tune is thumping out from the toilet, like you know what they're doing in there.
Yeah, Queen,
at the same
don't stop
time.
Me now.
Years ago, I worked in Holland where the toilet bowls had a flat part above the waterline with a little kind of platform it would fall onto.
I see.
You know what I mean? Like these aren't like the completely flat toilets that you squat over.
So the stool would actually take it away almost like in a journey, like in a tunnel type
thing? No, it's like when you did your poo, it didn't go straight into the water.
Yes.
It landed on a little platform beside the water.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then when you flushed it, then it kind of scooped it off that. It was weird. I
don't
know
scientific.
Why. Scientific. Yeah. Anyway, this person says that flat part above the waterline where the poo settled before you flush it into the water, you wouldn't spend too much time sitting at the smell of your own poo, would choke you. Okay, super pooper trick. Put your feet on a small stool, a real one, no pun. This creates much more a natural angle similar to squatting in nature, eliminates any straining. Yes, I think we did an item on that before. You are supposed to do, your knees are supposed to be higher up.
So squatting, like in Vietnam, you'd have like a squatting toilet. You get the job done, you get in and out.
That would be better. It's funny how the thought of someone else on their phone in the toilet is disgusting, but it's okay for me to do it. Yes, it is just specifically you. It's fine for you to do. We've all agreed. Can you imagine if I didn't bring my phone with me to the loo and it was the cash machine calling? Yeah, but can you imagine that phone call? What are you doing today, Patrick? Actually, 100% of men stay in the bathroom longer. My partner stays in for 40 minutes, two or three times a day. Unreal. Meanwhile, I have an audience of two babies when I go to the toilet. Yeah, that's a true thing. All right. This is somebody else says, on restaurant, my friend and I were out for a long cycle. On the way back, we both needed the toilet, so we stopped and went into a cafe that had outside dining. The owner manager was right at the door and asked, could he help us? And we asked, could we use the toilet? He asked, are you dining? Except my friend heard it as, are you dying? To which he replied, yeah, I'm bursting. music is very stimulating in the toilet. My favourite is Drop It Like It's Hot.
That
very good. Yeah.
Great tune.
So, you've tried out, because... Yeah. I didn't know men had a pelvic floor, but they do. How does this relate to kind of pooping?
Yeah, so the idea is there's this new machine. It's called the Emerald, and it's green. It's from America, and it basically fires green lasers into your belly. And I can still feel it. The best way of describing it is I've got biro. So if I got this biro here, and I just kind of slightly pricked my belly over and over again with a kind of a massage at the same time. So anyway, the South William Clinic, they're having a Black Friday sale. So I gave it a go. Here is Daniela Andrews again.
So the Erconia Emerald Laser, it's low-level green light. So what it does is it causes the fat cells to detoxify. It creates a small pore in the fat cells and it causes it to leak out all that stubborn, resistant fat. But by doing that, what we're doing is we're actually stimulating the production of nitrous oxide, which is critical for vasodilation. So in line with what we were talking about earlier, widening the blood vessels, increasing circulation. So it means that you're detoxifying and you're removing excess toxins from the body quicker. So what you'll notice is that you'll actually feel like the bowels function better. So you don't have to spend that long on the toilet. Another really, really big component of it is the gut health. So by reducing the visceral fat in the system, we're reducing the inflammation. So it contributes to better digestive regularity, decreases in constipation, decreases in hemorrhoids, which is actually something that I think when we look historically, it was only your granny that suffered with those. We're seeing people younger and younger and younger suffering with, you know, bowel conditions, inflammation of the bowel. So not only does it target the fat cells, which everybody's looking to do, but there's a whole wellness side to this machine that isn't spoken about enough and how everybody could benefit from having Emeralds.
And Danielle, I've got green lasers being shone at me, a bit like a science fiction movie, and I can actually feel movement. I can feel my belly move, even though there's no one touching them.
It's completely pain-free. It's not invasive. It is the type of treatment you get done on your lunch break and you go back about your day. We recommend one per week. And what we're seeing, even by week 2 and 3, my clients are coming back in and they're telling me, I just have so much more energy. I feel more light and lightweight, less restrictive. I've better sleep, better energy levels, better digestive health. And then the visible results start to kick in, usually around week 7 or 8, where we start to notice that actually the visceral fat, the circumference fat, so you can lose 6 inches off your waist from this alone. And you can see there's nothing, no pain.
I can feel, it's a really strange sensation. It's so hard to describe. I actually feel like somebody's massaging my belly, but there's no fingers. It's a laser.
Right. Okay. Not sure what that machine does, but it sounds great.
It kills fat cells. That's what it does.
Is that what it does?
It kills fat cells and it helps you lose weight and it helps you poo.
Right. Okay.
I could have said that in 10 seconds.
Yeah. You could just like go for a walk, really. I always find that when I drink coffee, I'm the same. Paul says I need to go to the toilet very shortly after drinking it, says Paul. That's my routine. Now, a lot of people have texted in about these toilets with the little platform on them. And apparently the reason why is that you could inspect your poo to see was it okay.
So you have a look at the specimen and you see
yeah,
what you
it's
have
all
lunch.
Right. That's very European, isn't it? Mm. Yeah, they're very kind of frank about that kind of stuff.
Kind
and
of
if
Dutch.
They see anything, I assume if they see anything awry, that they just leave it there and then call an ambulance
or an M&M.
Get their GP to come in and have a look at it and go, ooh.
Take a sample.
Yeah, you got a problem there. Can we please stop calling toilets bathrooms? A bathroom has a bath in it. The toilets are toilets. Okay, fair enough. Another person says, an election candidate asked me if they could use my toilet yesterday. They had been out all day. Of course I let them. But let's just say I will not be voting for her after the way she left my toilet.
Do we know the name of the candidate?
Yeah.
We can't say.
We can't say that. No. And someone else says, only 10 minutes in the jacks. This is more of the woke agenda. Next thing they'll be telling us we need to close the door as well. Good for you. Henry McKean, thanks a million. Oh, Henry, did you want to plug something
Yeah,
there?
This can help. It's going for a swim. Going for a swim can help. And I'm just going to do a shameless plug here. There's an executive dip and festive brunch taking place for the Special Olympics. And it's taking place in the Portmarnock Resort and Jimmison Golf Links. Private beach access. It's Friday the 6th of December at between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. And it's to raise funds for the Winter Games in Turin next March.
Yeah, and you'll be there?
I will be there. I'll be actually swimming. I won't be in the loo. I'll be taking part.
Maybe afterwards. Maybe after an hour, you know, mince pie. It has to go somewhere.
SpecialOlympics.ie.
Henry, thanks a million.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.